read a story from the Bible now that Mortimer's going to come up and read, which describes the situation that really happened all those years ago when Jesus was alive on this earth and walking around. And this is the story of what happened. It's from Mark chapter 10. And Mortimer, who's one of our young people, who's been helping out with others at the club this week. So here we go. Thanks, Mortimer.
Then they came to the town of Jericho. As Jesus was leaving there with his followers and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus was sitting by the road. He heard that Jesus from Nazareth was walking by. The man cried out, "Jesus, son of David, please help me." Many people scolded the blind man and told him to be quiet, but he shouted more and more, "Son of David, please help me." Jesus stopped and said, "Tell the man to come here." So they called the blind man. They said, "Cheer up, get to your feet. Jesus is calling you." The blind man stood up quickly. He left his coat there and went to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man answered, "Teacher, I want to see again." Jesus said, "Go, you are healed because you believed." At once the man was able to see again, and he followed Jesus on the road.
What an amazing story. Thank you so much, Mortimer. And one of the things we've been seeing this week is that Jesus has that power to overcome fear. He has power to help. He has power to change. And here's the thing that we see in this story, that Jesus has power to answer prayer. And prayer is when we talk or listen to God. That's what prayer is. Can you say that with me, everyone? Prayer is talking and listening to God. And Jesus has the power when we talk to God to work in our lives. And people discovered that back then when Jesus was walking on the earth, but even now, today, people's lives are being changed and transformed as they cry out to God in prayer. And here's a little story I saw on a video clip, which just reminded me of the stories that I know many have here of how God has been at work when we've been crying and praying to him. So this is a little video that I found helpful.
My name's Nairi, and this is Jonah. Earlier this year, I had an illness associated with feeding him, and it ran an infection all through my body, and there's lots of things I couldn't do, like the kids couldn't hug me anymore, I couldn't lift the buggy. On top of all that, I had pulled muscles in my chest wall, and as I went to the hospital, they told me there's nothing they could do for me. I just had to go home and could take complete bed rest, and the illness would just heal up on its own within the 6 months. So life was pretty tough. I knew that God had to heal me. So a couple from the church came down to pray. And as they prayed with me the first time, light just flooded through my body. All I could see was bright light. And from that day, I didn't have this infection again, but I still had this terrible pain. So they came again. The second time the couple prayed with me, this light just went right through my body again. And the pain just left. And since that day, I've not had any pain. And so I just praise God. And now I'm still feeding the baby and I'm still pain-free.
God does amazing things in answer to prayer. And he's still doing them even now. And I think sometimes when we're going through tough situations like that lady was, I think sometimes we can think, does anybody care? Do you ever think that? Does anybody care about the difficulty and the trouble that I'm facing? And sometimes too, we ask a second question, and that is, can anybody help? Even grown-ups, I know that sometimes those questions go through our mind. Does anybody care? And can anybody help? And in this story in Mark chapter 10, where we see Jesus interacting with blind Bartimaeus, what we see is two amazing answers to those questions, that Jesus does care and Jesus can help. And just imagine the scene there. Bartimaeus, this man who's blind, he's there begging at the side of the road as the crowds kind of leave Jericho. He kind of hears a commotion going on. And this man, Bartimaeus, he can't see what's going on, but he's heard about Jesus. He's heard that Jesus is someone important. And the reason he cried out, "Jesus, son of David, help me," was because the son of David was a sort of reminder of the King David. And it was a sign that this Jesus was the King of Kings. And so he's calling out saying, hey, Jesus, you're somebody important. Can you help me? But you know what? The crowd kind of thought, well, look, a bit like they did in that drama, sort of said, oh, don't bother about him. And sometimes we can think, well, maybe Jesus is so important that he's kind of there for important people. But maybe he doesn't listen to kind of maybe if you're too young or if you're too old. And I want to say that's rubbish. You're never too young for Jesus to hear you. You're never too old for Jesus to hear you. In fact, Jesus cares for all of us. One of the things we really believe as a church is that we need the young and the old. We need all the different ages and different nationalities. That's part of what makes us this special extended family to look out for one another. So you're never too young, you're never too old for Jesus to care. But here's the other thing. You're never going to face a situation too tough. You're never going to be too bad. Or facing something too difficult for Jesus to care and want to help you. And that's going to be really important. That's really important for all of us to know that. And that we can then cry out to God like Bartimaeus did and know that someone's going to care for us. Someone's going to be, as it were, like when you make a phone call and ring up to get help, that someone's going to be there to help you. You know, when the people in Gotham City had a crisis, they would call on the bat phone to get Batman. Do you know, here we got Batman on his red bat phone. And, you know, Batman would answer and Batman and Robin would come. But what we've been seeing is Jesus is the best superhero ever. And when we call, he answers. He cares. In fact, it says that as Jesus was going along, he stopped and said to the blind man, hey, come over here. And the people went to him and said, hey, cheer up. He's calling you. Imagine that, the joy of knowing somebody cares for you. And grown-ups, I just want to say this too, and for the children and the young people as well, one of the reasons I love this story is I often think about it when I'm at bed, you know, and I'm waking up and you got your duvet on, and you're just sort of thinking, oh, it's a new day, and you're probably a bit groggy-eyed as well. And you know what, I sometimes think of this story because one of the things I like to do right early on in the morning is pray. But sometimes the duvet's nice and warm. And I think, actually, I remember this. Cheer up, he's calling you, David. God wants to hear my voice. He wants to listen to the things I... So I throw my duvet off a bit like the man threw his cloak aside. And I get up. And I want to encourage you folks, this time of year, particularly we are in the season of Lent, which is like a springtime. That's what the word Lent means. It's an old English word for kind of spring, but it's the 40 days leading up to Easter. It's a great time to let your kind of faith spring into action. And we're praying as a church through these 40 days. You got given a little bookmark as you came in, which has got some little ideas. And the wonderful thing of coming and knowing that God cares for you. So there's one more thing I want to say, but I'd love us first to just pause and sing a song that just reminds us that we can count on God and know an unspeakable joy, whatever we're facing, like this blind man does, because we know there's someone we can count on, someone who's going to listen to us. So I'm going to come back in just a moment and say one more thing, but here's the band, and we're going to sing Counting on God. Thanks, guys. Does anybody care? The answer is yes. Jesus does. And actually, he asks us this amazing question. He asks blind Bartimaeus this amazing question when he comes to him. He says, what would you like me to do for you? What a cool thing to have someone ask you. Just imagine that. What would you like me to do for you? Now, I might not ask you that personally because I'm kind of nervous that if you say something, I might not be able to do it. But Jesus asks us that because there's nothing he can't do. Because Jesus not just cares for us, he can help us. Jesus cares and Jesus can. If you're thinking, can anybody help me? He can help you because he is the ultimate superhero. In fact, he's not just the ultimate superhero, a bit like Batman or Spider-Man or Superman. He's real. He is real and he has amazing power to help us. And that's what the kids have been learning with that verse that talks about the power of God working in us. Let's say it together again. It's up here on the screen. With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we ask or even imagine. Imagine that, more than you ask or even imagine. That's how great is the power of God. He is very, very, very great power. He, listen to this everyone, he, Jesus, is so powerful that he has the power to answer your prayers. And so you know what, mate? That makes me think, I want to pray. I want to talk to him. I want to tell him the things that I'd love him to do. I want to come to him and say, hey, God, I've got this challenge, and it doesn't matter if it's a small thing or a big thing. Bartimaeus, you know, he was there. He was begging. He needed his kind of daily needs. And he could have just come and said, hey, Jesus, would you just help me with my food for today? He could have done that. And God loves to provide our daily food. But Bartimaeus thinks, this is Jesus. I'm going to ask for a miracle. So when Jesus says to Bartimaeus, hey, what would you like me to do for you? Bartimaeus says, I want to see. And guess what? He does. He sees. And you know, as I've been reading this story, I've realized that so many times my need is very similar to Bartimaeus. I kind of lose perspective. Maybe grown-ups, you can relate to this, all the different challenges of work and things that need to be done. And we kind of just start seeing just the needs and the challenges. I need to have my eyes opened again to see that Jesus is amazing, and he's big, and he's powerful, and he cares, and he can help me. And not just does he care for me, he cares for others. And he invites me, follow him, join him in caring for others. And soon, suddenly, my kind of perspective is regained as I see Jesus afresh for who he is, the wonderful Savior, who he can help me and can help others. And you know, already we've been hearing this week about how Jesus can change and transform lives. He was doing it back then when he was walking on the earth, but he's still doing it today. One of the wonderful things last Sunday evening when we just had our evening service, one of the ladies in the church was just sharing about how her eyesight has been deteriorating for many years and just kept on getting worse and worse. And then we were just praying for her, and it seemed to her that her eyesight was improving. And she kind of was a bit nervous to say anything about this till she went to the doctor and the optician, and she said, you know what, I think my eyesight's getting better because some people have been praying for it. It still wasn't perfect, but it was improved. And you know what the eye doctor said? She said, you're right, it has got better. Maybe there is a God. And you know what? God is doing that for people. And so as we come to the end, I want to say, maybe you do pray, but you're not really asking God for big stuff that you'd love him to do. You're not really kind of saying, God, I'd love you to do amazing things. Maybe you just need your faith to kind of grow this time of Lent. And I'd encourage you, not just use those bookmarks, but use them as a kind of prompt to say, right, God, I want to come and I want to share these needs with you and these things. And I want to not just talk, but I want to listen. And I want to have my vision of you increased. But you might be here, and this is kind of one of your sort of first times, maybe at church, or maybe you've kind of been along before, but you've not really got into the praying thing. Maybe you prayed occasionally when you're in a crisis or something like that, but you're not really got used to a kind of pattern of prayer. And I've got a little gift for you. I've got 50 of these. They're little booklets, and they're just called Try Praying. And I've found this just great reading through it. There's just something for each day for 7 days to get into a kind of trying praying. And just give it a go. And actually, that video clip we saw, that was from the kind of Try Praying website. So if you would like one of these as you leave, if you'd just like to give praying a bit more of a go this kind of time leading up to Easter, then please do take one of these, a free gift, just as you leave. But even now, just before we end, I'd love us to just have time in the service to pray. Wouldn't that be cool? And up on the screen here, I've just got a little prayer. And it just says this: Lord Jesus Christ, please help me. Thank you for listening to me. And that you care. And then there's space for you just to say, I would like, and then you can just tell God in your heart quietly anything you want. He listens. Stuff that you'd like him to do. And then just, I would say this as well, and I would like to see you more clearly. Help me grow in prayer. Amen. So we're just going to be really still. You just keep looking at the screen, everyone. And just make that your own prayer. We're just going to have a time of stillness. You can put in the middle whatever you like. And just make it your own prayer to God. Let's try praying even now. And then I'm going to say amen in just a moment. Amen. Amen. They're great praying. One of the things I've been enjoying this week is that there's been a whole bunch of us and we've been kind of praying the same prayer. You can pray different prayers, but you can sometimes just pray the same prayer. And this particularly for grown-ups, this is a prayer we've been praying together this week. And I just thought, again, this would be a great prayer. If you feel able, we could even say it out loud. You don't have to, but if you'd like to, it's up here on the screen. I just have loved this prayer this week. And sometimes I use the prayers of others, sometimes I use my own words. But here's some words that maybe we could pray together. So let's pray this. If you can read it, do pray along. Don't worry if you don't understand everything in it, but that's sometimes a good thing to keep us kind of growing. Here we go. This is what it says. Let's pray it together. Lord God, may this day be holy, good, and joyful. Today I offer to you my worship and my work. Help me strive for the well-being of all creation, that in the pleasures and pains of life, I may know the love of Christ and be thankful. I pray that together as a church, we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all your saints, entrusting one another and all our life to Christ. Amen. And that's the prayer on your bookmark that you got as you came in. So you can take that away and you can keep praying it too in this coming week. Well, we're going to have another song or two just as we come to the end of our service. And don't forget that Jesus has that power to answer prayer and we can keep crying out to him. And kids, I just want to say as well, even at this point, if you've enjoyed the Holiday Club, hey, why not come back on Tuesday to the Hub? It's a fantastic time. I know my kids really enjoy it. It's every Tuesday, 4:30 till 6 o'clock, and there's food included as well. And parents, do encourage your friends, or if your kids are at that age of reception to year 6, I'm sure they'd love it. And do you know what as well? Everyone is welcome back next Sunday. Next Sunday, we don't stay all together for the whole service. The kids go out about sort of 15 minutes into the service. We sing a bit together and then they go out and they have fantastic activities that Matt kind of organizes with his team for them, and they really enjoy it. So you'd be welcome to come back. When adults, we're looking at a great little question next week as well, which says this. We'll be thinking about how to make sense of the world we live in and its future. I read all the stuff going on the newspapers, and sometimes I read the Bible and I think, Lord, I'd love to just know better how to make sense of the world. And if you feel like that sometimes, come back and listen as we unpack the Bible together. So we're going to come and sing, and we're going to sing a song called Amazing Grace, which I think lots of folks know. And this is a story that a guy wrote this, and he was kind of far from God, and he kind of realized that Jesus was amazing. And he describes in this song of how like his eyes were opened. He wasn't blind, but he suddenly saw Jesus more clearly. And he realized this amazing grace that can help change his life and the life of others. So here we go. Let's sing together. Let's stand. Thanks, Mike.